and welcome to episode 52 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on November 21st, 2012. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imaginations of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I'm your host and narrator, Miss Mal. The story in this episode is sponsored by ParsonageSoap.com, which creates fantastic-smelling handmade bars of soap, lotions, and oils. There are over 80 different fragrances of soap from which to choose, making it the perfect one-stop shopping place for birthdays, holidays, or any special occasion. In fact, we even gave out soap from ParsonageSoap.com to the guests at our wedding as favors. Keep your family clean with soap from ParsonageSoap.com. Hey, Mr. Chris, I'm just getting all set to cook Thanksgiving dinner.
And pumpkin pie?
Sure, but first I have to make the turkey.
And pumpkin pie?
Yes, after the vegetables and stuffing. What do you think? Green beans, carrots, potatoes, and squash?
How about some pumpkin pie?
Okay. What is it with you and pumpkin pie anyway?
Well, our new story has a big, juicy, plump pumpkin in it.
Yeah, but there's no pie in the story.
Oh, I know. I just like pie.
As you listen to the story, consider the following.
What kind of pie is your favorite to eat before, during, and after Thanksgiving?
No, Mr. Chris, this is not about pie. As you listen to the story, consider the following. What kinds of activities do you and your family like to do together? Auntie Carrie and the Pascamance at Pumpkin Regatta by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. It was her lifelong dream. Ever since her father took her to the event at age 4, she wanted to feel the wind in her hair, grip the wood in her hands, and squish the rind between her toes. Carrie wanted to win the Pascamance at Pumpkin Regatta, and this was her year. Annually, teams would gather together on the Pascamance River to race giant hollowed-out pumpkins through the rapids. Teams could be made up of any number of people who were responsible for working together to select, carve, and then decorate the pumpkin in preparation for the big day. Banners adorned the sides of the pumpkins, featuring the organizations sponsoring the teams. Carrie's team was sponsored by the hospital for which she worked, Seaside Memorial, where she tended to the patients who found themselves fighting off any number of different bugs, germs, and diseases. Carrie hand-selected her crack team of pumpkineers made up entirely of family members, specifically her 3 nieces and 1 nephew. Keely, the oldest of the volunteers, was the tender age of 8. Her red hair matched that of her auntie. A born leader, her siblings looked to her when decisions needed to be made. Rowan, age 6, was fearless. Known for jumping off the highest hay bale, petting the wildest llama at the zoo, and sliding through puddles of mud on a rainy day, Rowan's spunk was unmatched. The twins, Maeve and Nolan, had a flair for the arts. Despite being 4 years old, the two worked in tandem to create wistful masterpieces with brush and clay. Some twins demonstrated an uncanny ability to speak their own language. For Maeve and Nolan, their language was expressed with paints and glaze. When their auntie approached the foursome to ask them to be part of the regatta, they were more than eager. For months, they counted down, hounding their mother with questions like, "Are we working with Auntie Carrie on the pumpkin this weekend? And how much longer until the pumpkin race?" Always the practical one, Auntie Carrie's sister made a chain out of construction paper to count down the days. When the big day finally arrived, Auntie Carrie, her sister, and the kids were ready. It was a cold morning when the team arrived at the race site. They registered and were guided by an official to a giant pumpkin resting along the water's edge. The pumpkin was enormous. If all the kids clasped hands, they still couldn't make a ring around it. None of them had ever seen a pumpkin that large. Auntie Carrie spied the competition, looking up and down the banks at the other sailors. "I count 15, Auntie Carrie said just before letting out a huge sneeze. "Achoo!" Shaking it off, she said, "They're no match for us. Let's get to work." Their pumpkin tipped the scales at 1,000 pounds full of seeds and orange goo. Auntie Carrie cut the hole in the top and started scooping. Rowan, afraid of nothing, volunteered to go inside. Auntie Carrie picked her up and placed her in the pumpkin with a plop. Not wasting a second, Rowan scooped out giant handfuls of stringy slime. She passed heaps to Keeley, who placed it in buckets held by Mairead and Nolan, who quickly dumped them into nearby bags to be saved for later. After only 30 minutes of diligent work, the team had cleared the pumpkin, making it smooth and hollow. Auntie Carrie finished the work by cutting 2 fist-sized holes in each side. "What are those for?" Mairead asked. "They're for the oars. Now let's get this baby in the water," Auntie Carrie announced through a cough. She swallowed hard and with a raspy voice said, "The race is about to begin." "Auntie Carrie," Keeley said, "you don't look so hot." "Yeah," agreed Rowan. "Your nose is all red and your eyes are all watery. Are you okay?" "I'll be fine," Auntie Carrie assured them. But in truth, she wasn't fine. She wasn't fine at all. "Auntie Carrie, you're sweating a lot," observed Nolan. "Do you have a fever?" asked Mairead. Auntie Carrie's sister placed a palm on her forehead before pulling it away with a start. "Whoa, sis, you're burning up." "I'm fine," insisted Auntie Carrie as her legs began to wobble. "Sit down," ordered her sister. "I've got some aspirin in the car. Wait here." Auntie Carrie watched her sister dash away as the kids gathered around, Rowan rubbing her back. "I'm sorry, guys. We work so hard, but I don't think I can race. I'm just too sick. I think I caught a bug at work. Maybe we can come back next year," Carrie said, holding her head in her hands. "No way, Auntie Carrie. We can do this," Keeley said with confidence. "Yeah, we've been planning this for weeks," agreed Rowan. "Keeley can steer and I can paddle. They don't call me Rowan for nothing." Just then, her sister returned with the aspirin. She handed Auntie Carrie 2 with a bottle of water. "I'll go tell the officials we're out," she sighed. The kids let out a collective moan of disappointment. "Actually, our team had a different idea," Carrie managed. "You can take my place and go with the kids." "Sis, this has been your dream, not mine. It's something you've talked about since you were 4 years old. I can't take your place." "Dreams are meant to be shared." "It's not just my dream anymore," Auntie Carrie said, nodding to her family. "Come on, Mom," the kids called. "We can do this. We can win this for Auntie Carrie." "Are you sure you'll be okay?" "I'll be fine. Now go have some fun." On cue, an official with a megaphone announced that it was time for the racers to push their vessels in the water. Mairead and Nolan stapled the banner to the back. Keeley placed an oar under the pumpkin. The others gathered around to guide it into the water. With one gigantic heave, the pumpkin splashed into the river. The kids scrambled inside, careful not to tip their new boat. Their mom slid the oars through the 2 side holes. Then she placed herself in the middle, shoving off with 1 foot. At first, the pumpkin wobbled, almost toppling over. It took a moment to adjust their footing and gather their bearings to steady themselves. As the pumpkin drifted downstream, they adapted to the new surroundings. Ahead, they noticed 2 boats with a yellow ribbon between them. Pumpkins lined up, 1 crew member grasping the ribbon when their vessel approached. Keeley took the ribbon and waited for the final pumpkins to arrive. When everyone was ready, the officials counted backward. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. An air horn blared and the ribbon fell. The race had begun. Rowan, hands on each oar, began pulling with all of her might. Keeley balanced the pumpkin and shouted out any obstacles in their path. Murray and Nolan called out the cadence like they'd seen in a movie once. They traded heave and ho in turn. Their mother, in the middle of it all, beamed with pride. Her four little angels worked with the practiced rhythm of an Olympic team. They pushed along steadily, avoiding rocks, sticks, and clumps of thick river weed. Other boaters strained to keep up with them. Many had trouble controlling their vessels, bobbing and spinning out of control. One pumpkin got stuck between rocks jutting out from the surface. Another lodged itself on a tree that had toppled over into the water. Auntie Carrie watched from the side, walking along a path which followed the river's edge. Either it was the aspirin kicking in, the excitement of the race, or both, but her symptoms seemed to be subsiding. She found her voice and cheered her family onward. "You're in the lead! You're at least two pumpkins ahead of anyone else! Keep going! Keep going! You're going to win!" As they rounded a bend in the river, Keeley spotted another ribbon strung between two boats. Auntie Carrie was right. The finish line was only the length of a football field ahead when she felt water slosh around her feet. She looked down to see a small fissure in the hull. The crack was tiny, no thicker than a sheet of paper, but enough to let water seep in. "We've got a problem," she yelled. "We're taking on water and we're slowing down." Rowan dug deeper, rowing faster, despite the fact that the muscles in her arms burned with exhaustion. "Can we fix it?" their mother yelled, looking around for something to patch the leak. Keeley's head darted back and forth, but she didn't see anything to use. "Not unless you have some duct tape, glue, or silly putty." Nolan and Murray exchanged glances, and in the way twins do, knew what each was thinking. "We've got some modeling clay in our pockets," Nolan said, thrusting his hands into his jeans. "Yeah," Murray added. "We made clay pumpkins for Auntie Carrie, so, win or lose, she'd have a trophy to take home." The twins whipped out the tiny clumps of clay and passed them over Rowan to Keeley, who quickly used them to patch the leak. Their mom scooped handfuls of river water out of the pumpkin, and once again, they picked up speed. "You're almost there," called Auntie Carrie from the shore. "Don't look back. Go, go, go." But Nolan and Murray did look back, only to see another pumpkin filled with teenagers coming up quickly behind them. They resumed their call of heave, ho, but at a much faster pace. Rowan fell right in line, matching their call, stroke for stroke. The finish line was only inches away as the teenagers closed in. Keeley stretched out, leaning forward, very far forward, her fingertips tickling the ribbon when the pumpkin flipped over. Everyone spilled into the water. Face first, head over heels. Life jackets on, they all came up, sputtering to the surface, looking at each other to see what had happened. As they blinked the water out of their eyes, they each focused in on one miraculous sight. Keeley was holding the yellow ribbon in her hand. They had won! Auntie Carrie cheered, jumping up and down, unable to contain her excitement. Race officials helped the team into the boats and wrapped them in warm blankets. When they got back to the shore, Auntie Carrie ambushed them with enormous hugs. "You did it!" she cried as tears of joy fell from her eyes. "We did," Keeley said. "Yeah," agreed Rowan. "We did it together." "Team," said Murray. "Work," finished Nolan. "We did it as a family," said their mom. Auntie Carrie beamed as her sister, nieces, and nephew accepted the giant pumpkin-shaped trophy. She watched as they raised it over their sopping wet heads, victorious. She snapped a picture, a smile plastered on her face. Even though she hadn't been in the race, Auntie Carrie felt like she had won just the same. As they walked back to the car, she asked, "Hey, team, what are you doing next weekend?" "We've got nothing planned," answered her sister, spotting the look in Auntie Carrie's eyes. "Well, I need a team for my next big contest." "We're in," the kids said simultaneously. "Wait, don't you even want to know what it is?" Auntie Carrie asked. "Shoot," said Rowan. "That's exactly right," Auntie Carrie said. "Next week, I need a team to help build a catapult." A catapult? Keely asked. What for? Because next weekend, there's a pumpkin throwing contest. You mean we get to smash pumpkins? Nolan asked. That's right. Next week, we're going pumpkin chunkin'. We hope you enjoyed the story. We wanted to send out bright birthday wishes to Camden of Maryland, Trey of Louisiana, Andrea of North Carolina, Stephanie of West Virginia, Papa G of Massachusetts, and Uncle Marky of Massachusetts. We hope your days sparkled. We wanted to thank ParsonageSoap.com for sponsoring this episode. We hope you check it out as a source to fulfill some of your holiday gift-giving needs. Need a quick stocking stuffer that smells great? Check out ParsonageSoap.com. Since this is the time of year to give thanks, we wanted to thank everyone who has left a review over on iTunes, like from ReaderDad99, who says, "These books should be published. My children would love to see all of these creative characters come to life with illustrations. Thanks for sparking my children's imaginations." Thanks, ReaderDad99, and it just so happens that one of our stories was recently brought to life. If you haven't heard, Dragonfly, Dragonfly, Show Us the Way is now available as an in-app purchase from the Flying Books app. The books are giftable. Give the gift of literacy this year and send a child in your life an ebook to read. You can download the Flying Books app for free at bit.ly/FlyingBooksiTunes. We want to say thank you if you've purchased Dragonfly, Dragonfly, Show Us the Way. Since its release in late September, Dragonfly, Dragonfly, Show Us the Way has been fairly consistent as the number one in-app purchase for the Flying Books app. Thank you all for making that happen. With your help, we know we can keep it at the top of the list for a long time to come. Until next time, we look forward to watching the glow grow brighter with the many stories
and pumpkin pies
we can share together.